from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Forces battling the Islamic State group in northern Iraq have cut off the jihadists' last supply line from Mosul to Syria Wednesday, trapping them in the city. A day after the last major bridge over the Tigris in Mosul was bombed by the U.S.-led coalition against the IS, elite forces fighting in the east of the city also reported significant progress. A revised peace agreement between the Colombian government and rebels of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, is to be signed on Thursday and sent to Congress for approval. The agreement was rejected by the Colombian people in the original form in an October forum. However, it aims to bring the hemisphere's longest-running civil war to an end. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley will be named Wednesday as the U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's choice to serve as a country's ambassador to the United Nations. Jason Miller is with the Trump transition team.
President-elect announced his intent to nominate South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley as the United States permanent representative to the UN. Governor Haley is one of the most universally respected governors in the country, someone who's done a fantastic job of leading South Carolina. As the president-elect noted in his statement, he praised Governor Haley as a proven dealmaker.
The 44-year-old daughter of Indian immigrants is serving her second term as governor but has no foreign policy experience. Iran says it will retaliate if the United States renews sanctions next month, according to the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. He made the comments in a televised speech. The U.S. Congress last week voted to renew longstanding sanctions linked to Iran's ballistic missile test and human rights record. This is VOA News.